If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard a weekend edition. It is sports weekend here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I am Marty Terrell, Daniel Ogden in his normal weekend spot as well. As we talk the world of sports here, we got a lot to get to. We're going to pack it into this whole this is 1 hour of a 3 hour block here on weekend. We are ramping up for football. There's no question about it. You know, I listen to Patriots. I'm a New England guy, true and true. I'm excited about the Patriots. And now my nose is growing. I'm really not. They got beat by Philly 14-13 on Thursday night, but the quarterback looked okay. I mean, better than average, okay? So there you go. The May kid out of North Carolina, look, he's not going to be the second coming of Tom Brady. No one's expecting that, but a little bit of optimism. But as we go really into the second full week of preseason football, and I don't put a lot of stock in it. I really don't. Carolina's not going to play anybody. Jacksonville's not. I mean, these are just a litany of teams. Philadelphia, no starters. You know, can we just abolish the preseason? Can we play one game? Can we do controlled scrimmages? You know, and the reason why they don't is because these stupid, you know, owners, at the behest of Commissioner Goodell and the suits in New York, is, hey, look at, charge your season ticket holders the full boat, and away we go. I mean, so look, the players are going to do something real simple. They're going to say, look, you want an 18-game season? Fine. We're going to have one preseason game or two. This idea of 3 and 4 is a joke. It really and truly is. So that's where we go. The baseball, I think, is getting juicy, and I'm probably in a decided minority, a very decided minority, but I am into it. I am into this baseball thing. There are so many developing storylines. I know Yankees-Dodgers gets everybody hot and bothered, but Milwaukee's tough. San Diego, as you heard Omar Vizquel say yesterday, they're an interesting dynamic, so we will get into that. All right, lots to get to. Tyler Levine a little bit later on. EPL, European Premier League debuted. Manchester United got a victory. We get it going here with Daniel Ogden as well. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back on Sports Byline. It's Sports Weekend. Don't go away.
Love you came to my rescue. I knew the moment I met you. Lonely and I was crying. Hurting, I felt like dying.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
All right, we are talking the world of sports this Sports Weekend. Crank this up because I love this. This is the OG. This is a little backstabber. What they do, they stab you right in the back. Listen to this. Little summer Motown weekend here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Here they go. What they do.
What they do. They smile in your
what do we do? We do sports talk radio. We do some pop culture. We get people like Daniel Ogden in here who... many times has to talk me off the ledge. He really does. I mean, I what do? I butt dial you at 3 a.m.
Sometimes, but hey, it's fine. Just don't be offended if I don't answer.
I know. Usually you're pretty good, though. You're really good about getting back to me. Not at 3 a.m, though. All right. We got a lot to talk about. Are you pumped up for football here? And before we do that, I want to get into Jacksonville, Houston, Indy. That division, because the NFC North, from where I sit in the Midwest, is getting a lot of attention. But I think your division, Daniel, is unbelievable. But before we do that, are we going to get a full dose of the riches next week, Monday and Tuesday? I love Jen and Jeff. I really do. I love that show. And you guys don't realize how good you are and how funny that show can be. So give me an update, would you please, on the riches? Let me hear.
Yes, so Monday for sure. Tuesday, Jeff is flying to Cleveland. I believe he'll be doing the show from Cleveland.
Oh, so you're going to get a double dip. Is Jen going with him?
No, I don't think so.
Ah, so there you go. Because she's pretty good. I mean, I love her scoreboard updates. You guys do a great job, dude. I love that show. You know I do. How long have I been saying this? I'm not Johnny come lately to the party. I've been saying this for a long time. You guys are just excellent Monday and Tuesdays.
Yeah, we get really a little silly. We get a little silly. It gets off the rails, but in a good way.
Oh, it's funny. I love it. You guys do some goofy stuff. All right, so there you go. All right, let's get to your division. Let's do some football. We're going to sandwich Tyler Levine in between our two football segments here on the Weekend Edition. What do you think, though? I mean, what do you think? I mean, is Trevor Lawrence, now that he's got the big fat contract, you know what that means. Does he have enough of a supporting cast? Etienne can carry it. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, Peterson, I thought, had a really, really shaky coaching season a year ago, even 2 years ago. Where are you right now with your Jags and that division? Let me hear.
I think and it's funny to say, because they were at one point, you know, they were 8-3. Then there was that saga of is every week it was like, is Trevor Lawrence going to play? Is he not going to play? Another injury, that injury, then this injury. And so I think as far as he's concerned, I believe if he's healthy, I think the team will be fine. I do think in general going into last season, you know, I feel like everybody sort of before the season had crowned them as like they're going to win the division. They're the best team in the division, you know, et cetera. They should have, and they were probably the best team in the division, but I also didn't think that they were as good as people thought they were, and I sort of think that Houston is kind of that team this year. I think everyone's just expecting, oh, they traded for Diggs, they're going to be the best team in the division. I'm actually it's interesting because being a Jaguars fan is very tough to be positive over the years, but I'm pretty confident they're going to win that division.
What about Houston, and is Stroud going to possibly bounce in a negative way? I mean, he put up big numbers last year.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
Only 5 picks. They got Diggs. I mean, Mixon was a great pickup. I mean, is Houston the kind of the dark horse, not only to win big in that division and in the AFC, but how about winning big in terms of maybe finding a way to make a deep run in the postseason? And dare I say a Super Bowl in New Orleans? Am I crazy? Go ahead. Tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily – I'm not really looking for Stroud to regress, like majorly regress, but I don't think he's going to be as good as he was last year. He does have, you know, full season of tape now. Yes, they added Diggs, but, all it takes for Diggs to go off the rails is, like, 2 games that he doesn't catch a touchdown. So that one, and I don't think he's as good as he used to be. I actually think Buffalo will probably benefit from him not being there, which is a little crazy to say. I actually sort of think the Jaguars adding Gabe Davis probably hurts their offense more than Diggs leaving. That's just a personal opinion. I'm not huge on Diggs. I think it'll be kind of a battle. I think they'll probably split like they did last year. And then, you know, I think the interesting teams in that division are really Tennessee has a good roster, but I really don't believe in Will Levis. I mean, I was wrong on Stroud, so who knows? Maybe he comes out and lights it up. And then I think Indy can also be good. I think sort of same in same category as really all the teams. Is Richardson going to be healthy? Because the way he plays does not lend itself to him staying healthy for an entire season.
No, I don't disagree with that at all. You know, I look at the Texans' schedule, and they start on the road at Indy. They've got Chicago at home. Let me tell you something. The Bears are going to be a really good team. In fact, the Bears may pull what the Texans did a year ago. Then they go to Minnesota, so they got 2 NFC North teams back-to-back weeks. And then they got your Jags at home late September, Buffalo at home, New England at Green Bay, Indy. So they get the Colts out of the way real quick. You know, this division, I'm just looking at schedules. I'm looking at matchups and how everything shakes out. This is going to be a rock fight division. It really and truly is. Do you agree with that or no?
Yeah, I do. And I don't think that it's funny to say, but I really don't think that anybody in that division wins more than like 10 games, maybe 11.
Really?
I don't know. You just sort of named off Houston's schedule, but I know the Jags' schedule is tough. I mean, they open with Miami. If you look at the beginning of that schedule, it's not necessarily, what I would call easy. I mean, you get Miami and then Cleveland. Cleveland's a pretty good team. And then after that is the Bills Monday night. Then the Texans. I mean, that's a tough 4 games to start. So I think we'll know if they can get through that stretch at 2-2. I think that they'll be sitting in good shape.
I agree with that. Boy, I tell you what, it's going to be fun. All right, what other storylines do you have? You know, you're out there on the West Coast. I'm in the Midwest, and my roots are in the East. What do you think this year? I mean, what is the big storyline? Is it Detroit bouncing back? Is it the Niners? Because the Niners, I mean, they're just getting so much bad ink. I'm so tired of the Ayuk situation. I mean, either trade them. I mean, I think they have the parameters for a deal if it hasn't been done already or it's about to be announced. What other storylines do you see? I mean, we got Rodgers and the Jets. We've got, you know, just so many different little angles. The Bears with the number one pick and Caleb. What do you think? Give me a quick take. I'm dying to hear.
You know, I think the first thing that sort of comes to mind, or the first two things that sort of come to mind, would be A, the AFC North. I think that division is just stacked beyond belief.
Yep.
And I think the Derrick Henry addition to Baltimore is something that hasn't really been talked about very much. I think that's huge for them. So I would say just that division as a whole. And then maybe the other one, I'm really interested to see what the Falcons offense looks like with an actual quarterback and if Kyle Pitts and Drake London really benefit from having Cousins there.
I agree. So many good things coming down the pike. All right, we'll do more of this. We're going to get Tyler Levine in here. First Touch coming up tomorrow, and really looking forward to it. I mean, these guys are all jacked up. I mean, they are so jacked up for the start of soccer. It started today with Manchester United and Fulham. A 1-0 game, which should have gone draw. I mean, it should have been a draw. 0-0, rather, not draw. But it didn't. But we'll get Tyler in here. We look forward to it. And the U.S. National Men's Soccer Team's got a new coach, so we did not touch that the last 2 days, and we'll do that. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. Sports Weekend. Don't go away. Sports Byline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, hurts, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, we are talking the world of sports, you know, as we get into football. And we say football both across the pond with Euro and the European Premier League getting underway and soccer across Europe. I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, you just can't escape it. And our football, even though it's preseason, you know, it's a confluence of things that we love. And, man, it makes this job so much easier. And so much fun to do. Let's get him in here. Tyler Levine, one half, along with Nico Beef Sauce. They are part of First Touch, and away we go. Tyler, what's going on? We have one in the books. Manchester United 1-0 over Fulham. I watched it start to finish.
Man, I'm excited. It feels so good to be back, and what a better way as a Manchester United fan to start the season off. You know, last week, Saturday, I predicted the score to be Manchester United 1, Fulham 0. I expected a frustrating game, thought that we could get the job done. We did, but it definitely was not without a sweat, that's for sure.
No, you know, Fulham played pretty good. They had some opportunities there. Give us an overview. I mean, we're headed into the first weekend. I mean, Saturday is huge. Sunday, I mean, it's just, I mean, you get up, you, and again, no matter where you are, East Coast, Midwest, West Coast in particular, man, these games start early for us on the weekend. And it really is a great way, no pun intended, to kick off a sports weekend. Give us a schedule. Yeah, give us an overview of what we're looking for, other than the fact that City's looking for five in a row, which is crazy.
It is crazy, and it is just the best way to start the weekend. I mean, this game in particular, just to give a little analysis on it, Fulham are a very well-organized team. They know who they are. They're very well-coached. They gave us trouble last season. This game in particular, we saw the debut of Mazraoui. He played absolutely fantastic. Xerxes' debut goal off of a Garnacho assist. I thought that this should have 100% been a 2-3-0 win. We missed chance after chance. Bruno Fernandes had three golden chances. Garnacho missed an open goal. It was a little worrying from a United perspective. It felt like a game I was watching last season. Erik ten Hag was under immense amount of pressure at the end of last year, ends up staying because they won the FA Cup. And very, very luckily, United got 3 points today. If it was not 3 points at the end of this game, 0-0, everyone would have been worried, would have been freaking out, would have been a huge problem. But looking ahead to the weekend, there's some fantastic games, and there's, you know, a lot that we're going to see unfold that's going to answer a lot of the questions that we had. The Arne Slot era is underway at Liverpool, who looked absolutely fantastic throughout the preseason. They take on Ipswich Town. They haven't been in the Premier League for 20 years now, so it's always cool to have one of those stories come up. And the game the weekend, Sunday, Chelsea versus Man City. I mean, going for five in a row is absolutely insane, unprecedented. And Chelsea are going to, you know, they have a lot of questions to answer themselves after last season.
Very true. Tyler Levine, First Touch, along with Nico Beef Sauce. They'll be live here on Saturday night at, and we love it, 7 Eastern for a full hour. It's outstanding. Here's where I want to go. Is the same modicum of overreaction in play in the European Premier League like it is here with college and NFL teams? You ever notice that? I mean, 1 week you lose a game, my God, the sky is falling. It sounds like it's the same way, even though the season begins and it seems like it never ends, because it doesn't. It's a long, long season. Is there still a level of overreaction in the EPL? Let me ask. Go ahead.
I mean, yeah, I think that it might even potentially be a larger scale of overreaction. I mean, you'll have a new signing come on. He'll play his first game ever in the league. And the English Premier League in particular is a very unique brand of soccer, football, whatever we want to call it. It's very, very tough. the media is more intense than anywhere else in the world. The expectations are higher than anywhere else in the world. The fans are relentless. The fans are impatient. So if you come in and you don't perform right away, the pressure's on you immediately, even more than it is so to begin with. So to see a guy, just for example today, Xerxes, Mazraoui, they both debuted. They both played fantastic. That's going to help them immensely as they get more cemented into the team. Smith Rowe for Fulham, he had a debut, an Arsenal Academy player, struggled with injuries, had a really bad injury a couple years back. He looked great today. Awobi looked good today for Fulham as well. Adama Traore, he's an absolute beast of a player. Fulham are a good team. I think they're going to cause a lot of headaches for a lot of those top teams, and they're always a team that can win as an underdog or get a result on the road or even at home, obviously, with a draw. And they would have been happy to take a point today, and they'll be gutted that they didn't, and they'll feel like they deserved one.
All right, one more on the soccer, or one or two more, and then we'll get some other stuff here stateside. Let me ask you this. What do you look for this weekend? I mean, it's the first weekend. Boy, I tell you, I was around people today, very excited, watch parties. I'm thinking, wow, I'm in the Midwest, a Friday. People love this stuff. They can't get enough. Give us a couple bullet points that we can look forward to and kind of crystal ball in this first weekend with the European Premier League kicking off. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think that a game like Aston Villa and West Ham is going to be a big one. Aston Villa, a lot of people felt overachieved last year under Unai Emery, who has a fresh contract. They've made some really strong off-season moves. I think that's definitely a game to keep your eye on because West Ham, on the other side of the pitch, made even better moves, in my opinion. They really, really strengthened their back line. They brought in a really strong number nine in Fulkrug, who played well at the Euros and had a fantastic season at Dortmund last season. Game of the weekend to look forward to, though, for me is Chelsea and Manchester City. Chelsea really turned their season around big time towards the end of the year, and they let go who now is our U.S. men's national team coach in Mauricio Pochettino. And Manchester City are going for five in a row. Rodri is not playing, however, and when Rodri plays, City do not lose. They went over a year without losing a game when he was in the starting 11. He's out just because he had a long summer playing at the Euros, so he has extended rest. So, and that is going to heavily benefit Chelsea as they try and break down that City back line. And Chelsea played really well against City last year. I believe they scored seven goals in the two or three games that they played. So Chelsea will go into this game feeling good under their new manager. Cole Palmer, obviously, playing against his former team. That's something to look out for. But this is going to be a really, really exciting weekend, and we're going to have a lot to talk about.
All right, Pochettino, you mentioned him. That was kind of rumored in the New York newspapers over the weekend. It came to fruition two days ago. What do you think? How does this impact U.S. soccer? Obviously very favorable. He's got a very impressive resume. Is it all about the World Cup now, or where do you go with Pochettino being hired as the United States men's national team head coach? Let me hear.
I mean, this is the most legit manager that we've ever had in our national team's history, in my opinion. He was fantastic at Southampton. He was fantastic at Tottenham. People think that he wasn't good at Chelsea, and you know, people have a lot of things to say about him because he never won a Champions League when he had Mbappe, Neymar, and Messi on the same team. He spent a season there. Pep's been at City for how many years, and he's only has one Champions League. So the guy's a bona fide winner. He will by far be the best coach we've ever had in terms of player development. He'll be the best coach in terms of, you know, recruitment. And people don't think recruitment at the national team level is a big thing, but the way that you can declare your nationality, we saw with Joel Embiid at the Olympics this season, it means a lot. And, you know, we can sway players who have United States, Mexican heritage to come play for us instead of going and playing for the Mexican national team. We have some guys who could be eligible for French in the United States. So this is an A-plus signing for me to bring him in as the manager. I think it is the absolute best that we could have done unless Jurgen Klopp wanted to come over, but he obviously didn't. And this is a huge win for the United States as we prepare for the World Cup at home in 2026.
All right, one more. I'll send you packing with this. Have a nice weekend over there in Naples, Florida. But Celtics and Knicks to start the new NBA season. I mean, the schedule makers tell me they don't have it figured out. That is going to be a great, great battle in the Eastern Conference, the Atlantic Division. Celtics and Knicks will tip it off later this fall. What do you think?
I mean, I'm excited, man. This is the most excited I've been for a Knicks season probably in my entire life. I was born in 97, so we really genuinely had not accomplished much other than, you know, a couple postseason wins and a couple Eastern Conference finals. And let's see how we can stack up against these Celtics, Marty. Those are your boys over there. So they're obviously going to feel real good coming into the season. The pressure's off. They did what they needed to do. And I'm very curious to see what they're going to look like coming into this season. Is the lack of hunger going to be there now? Are they going to feel satisfied? Or is the pressure going to go away and they're going to elevate even higher? I'm very curious because I could see it going either way there.
You know, it's amazing. You weren't alive when I was watching the Rockets and Knicks on a Friday night and O.J. Simpson was driving or a passenger in a white Bronco. You were not alive yet when that came down. That makes me feel old. How about that?
That's crazy.
That's nuts. Hey, you have a good weekend. We'll talk to you, okay? We'll talk to you Saturday.
Thank you, my friend. Sure. Looking forward to tomorrow.
You got it. There you go. That's Tyler Levine, First Touch. He and Nico Beef Sauce will be firing away on the world of English Premier, all things that are soccer, if you will, and football, as they call it over there. And I'll tell you, you cannot dismiss the popularity. You can't do it. I tried. It's boring. They don't score enough. And guess what? All those soccer football gurus here stateside in the United States where I am in the Midwest, they have an immediate answer. You're stupid. You don't understand it. And I've come around a little bit. I've come around a lot of bit because it is. It's very good. It's very exciting and people are into it. All right. We come back. Daniel Ogden rejoins the fray. He'll have plenty to say as we head towards the top of the hour here on Sports Weekend. I am Marty Terrell, and we are presented by Innovative Wellness with their athletic wellness supplement packs. Guess what, folks? Your diet doesn't do it enough in terms of nutrients and vitamins. Your omega-3s, he meant to say. Let me tell you something. They do a great job. Check it out. It is innovativewellness.center. Okay, I don't care where you are. You can be in Connecticut, California, or somewhere in between. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back on Sports Weekend. Don't go away.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Weekend. Marty Terrell, Daniel Ogden's along the way. We do all sorts of fun stuff here. You know, I'm looking at all the sports headlines and things that we care about, things that we don't. But the Niners, you know, the headline story is like, you know, John Lynch, the general manager, we feel an urgency to get the Ayuk deal done one way or the other. What are they going to do with this guy? What are they going to do with him, Dan? Let's do some more football. Tell me about, please, if you could, Brandon Ayuk with the 49ers. What are they going to do? Sign him? Send him packing? What do you think?
Man, this one I still can't figure out. I would say the longer it goes on, the more that I think that they give him a contract and he ends up staying. But I would say early on, I really didn't think he was going to end up here. I feel like he wanted out. And he just wants a big payday more than anything. That offense would look a lot different without him. I mean, they have the star power to overcome it, but he helps them a lot.
Well, let me ask you something. I mean, it's McCaffrey, it's Debo, it's Kittle. Jennings, I think, is a burgeoning, not star, but a nice possession receiver. Is he kind of just lost amid a lot of talent with that team? Let me ask you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say so, but I would definitely say out of everyone on the team, he's easily the best route runner. And because Debo doesn't really run a ton of routes. I mean, his attitude and his presence is more important, you know, than his ability to, like, run routes and quote-unquote get open. Jennings is really good, you know, kind of a third down red zone type guy, but his – route running is also not fantastic, and they use Kittle to block a lot because he's a really, really, really good blocker to go along with everything else. So I think it would affect the way that Kyle could call the offense for Ayuk to not be in it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the quarterbacking position. You know, I'm in Iowa, and I was reading I read a really nice piece. Well, I haven't read the whole thing. I got a full disclosure, but I've read a lion's share of it. Purdy, where do you go with him? Where do you go with him? I mean, he's in a storied franchise. The shoes of Joe Montana will probably in our lifetime never be filled. To me, they gave that Super Bowl away last year. They had Kansas City beat. You got to make an extra point, don't you? You got to make the extra point. If you do, you're up for. I mean, so we can go on and on about this, but tell me about Purdy. Are we sitting on a guy that eventually is going to wake up and like just be like Mr. Irrelevant, be the player that he's supposed to be instead of the people that leaves people just going, wow? Tell me about Purdy and what's the general consensus out there in the Bay Area? Let me hear.
So I think from, you know, obviously I watch him every week. I think overall the fans, I want to say maybe 5 to 7 weeks into the season last year, we're still sort of expecting him to fade, fail, come back to earth, whatever, you know, however you want to describe it. And
exactly.
He just never did. You know, he just kept playing well and I actually think the game where he ended up getting that concussion and he had kind of a bad second half, he was having a pretty good game up to the point where the supposed concussion happened. But I just felt from that point on, it went from him being just a good player to him really being a leader on the team. And I think that right. that is sort of when he everything sort of clicked together instead of just him, you know, being a good quarterback or playing well. And I think there's a lot of people that are rooting for him to fail, which is ridiculous because, I mean, it, as far as off the field goes, I mean, he seems like one of the most down-to-earth, nicest people you could ever meet.
I agree. And so why would people root against him? They just, I mean, that's interesting that you said that. I want to hear more. Tell me.
I think part of it is, you know, most of the season it seemed like a lot of the media was rooting against him. And sort of the only thing I could come up with is they were pissed that they were wrong about him.
Right.
You know, yeah, they couldn't
right.
admit yeah. that they were wrong on him being a good player. And everybody just kept thinking, he can't continue to do this. He can't continue to do this. He proved everybody wrong. And he kept doing it. And I also still think if he didn't get hurt in that playoff game against the Eagles, I think they probably would have won the Super Bowl that year.
I think that's fair, dude. I really do. I think that's very fair. Because, you know, the media people, they get all hot and bothered when they don't get things right. That's exactly right. All right, let's turn our attention. You know, we go up to Minnesota, and I want to get to some Michigan stuff with you, too, because I'm going to have a field day with you on this. But, you know, I look at Minnesota. What I mean, you draft a quarterback. You know, a lot of people thought, man, why are you drafting J.J. McCarthy? I love the guy. I really do. To see him blow his knee out is just so distressing. They get Justin Jefferson signed. They got a probably not probably. I think he's the best receiver in football. There's no doubt in my mind. But, you know, you get a DUI. You got your secondary. I mean, the Minnesota Vikings and that division. I know, listen, you're a Jacksonville guy. I'm a Patriot guy. But the fact of the matter is you cannot ignore how good the NFC North potentially could be. But the Vikings, I mean, you kind of have to wave the white flag, do you not? Or do you think they can recover from this with Sam Darnold at the helm? Go ahead. Let me hear.
Absolutely not. Sam Darnold, I have zero confidence in him doing anything. But what was it, that Monday night game where it was like I'm seeing ghosts?
Right. He was seeing ghosts.
Yeah, I don't have any confidence in him. I actually, and, you know, obviously you mentioned, alluded to it, I am a Michigan fan. I actually, as much as I love him in general, and, you know, he won a national title, I actually was not super high on McCarthy being a phenomenal NFL quarterback, but I would take him over Sam Darnold any day.
As would I, dude. As would I. I mean, it's just absolutely tragic, and it bums me out a little bit. You know, and the other thing that's is really ensconced in people's mind is, you know, these preseason games are dangerous. I used to criticize teams. Like, I watched the Patriots and Eagles, Daniel, last night, and I'm thinking, why aren't they playing May more? Why aren't they doing this? Why? I see why they don't. And McCarthy is a living, breathing example of why you don't want to put guys out there. They're coming off a summer where they're not in their optimum shape. They haven't taken a few hits, and guys get hurt. We've seen a lot of injuries already. And last year, as you recall, we saw Aaron Rodgers go out on play number 4 of the season. All right, let's go there on Rodgers, and then I'm going to get to some college stuff with Michigan. You're out in the West Coast. Does Rodgers and the Jets get you guys a little lathered up and excited, or do you guys just kind of go, ho-hum? Let me hear.
You know, that's an interesting one. I feel like everybody was so down on them, like last season. Going into the season, or just thought, you know, they were all waiting for it to explode. I sort of feel similarly about them, as I kind of do about with Purdy, with the media, where I feel like the media really wants him to fail, really badly. And I personally like watching Aaron Rodgers play quarterback. I remember a couple years ago, I got asked, hey, if you had a dream Super Bowl and you got to pick who you would want, you know, obviously discounting your team in terms of, you know, not necessarily the Jaguars being in it. But if you could just pick two teams to watch, you know, play Sunday Night Football, who would it be? And I remember saying, I'll take the Packers and Kansas City because I want to watch Rodgers and Mahomes play each other. And, you know, I don't think he's at that level anymore, but they have a great defense. I think Wilson's really going to benefit from Rodgers playing. But then again, who knows? Maybe he comes out with an American flag and tears his Achilles again in three plays.
Now, I don't say that, but even though I hate the Jets, but I don't wish that on anybody. But I'm having some fun with you there. All right, so as we get ready for the start of football, obviously college football, I mean, next week we're going to see Georgia Tech over. I'm trying to think who they're playing. Georgia Tech's playing over in Ireland. We get that game. That's a week from Saturday. It's like, wow, here we go, college football. Georgia Tech and who is it? Is it? It's not Florida State. Who the heck is it? Do you know? Let me look. It's driving me nuts.
I do not know, unfortunately. Sorry.
I gotta whip it out. I gotta whip out my. Here we go. Georgia Tech, Florida State. I was right. How about that? Dublin. Next Saturday. How about that, Daniel? Whoa. But let's get to Michigan, defending national champions. They've owned Ohio State. Harbaugh's gone. He was going to be the ceremonial grand marshal of the home opener, but they thought better of that. And Sherrod Moore and the AD, who we had on this program a couple of weeks ago, Ward Manuel, said, thanks, but no thanks. We don't need the distraction. And then Harbaugh lied and said, well, I got to pay attention to my Charger team and get them ready for the season, which, you know, fine. That's all right. It's not a Donald Trump lie, which is every time Trump moves his mouth. But my point is this. I think Michigan is going to be a beast this year if they can compartmentalize all the circus stuff. I mean, Sherrod Moore's inheriting a mess. So you got the NCAA standing outside their gate, waving a pink slip that probation may loom, but they have flat out talent. Give me your take on your Wolverines in the Big Ten. And don't forget Ohio State with Chip Kelly, like him or hate him, he can flat out coach an offense. What do you think? Ohio State, Michigan, how do you see the Big Ten? Let me hear.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty interesting. They do have just, I mean, so much talent on that roster.
Loaded.
But I'm sort of in the camp of you. I think the circus, I think all of the distraction will end up kind of getting to them. I think I would be – and not that Moore didn't do a phenomenal job last year, even in the games that Harbaugh wasn't allowed to coach. But I just think if Harbaugh was still there, I don't think that the circus and the distraction would matter. I think there's something about him. He's sort of his own circus on a regular basis, and I think he would be able to kind of, you know, make sure that that noise didn't get to the players. But I'm definitely worried without him being there, sort of how the team will react. And but I do think, man, they have some talent on that roster, and I think Donovan Edwards is in for a huge year, whether the team's good or not.
Do you worry about the quarterbacking position? Have you done your research? And I don't want to catch you off guard.
Absolutely, I'm not an orgy guy. And
you're
I
really
said that
not?
On purpose that way.
You're not an orgy guy. Why? I mean, the kid's good. Isn't it orgy, or do you say it orgy? It's a difficult name for.
I'm pretty sure it's orgy, but I was also making a Seinfeld joke at the same time. But I don't think he's that good, to be honest. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, can you imagine the trouble that guy has when he goes to the bars, after the season, like on a Friday night, and he goes into the bars, and the young ladies say, "Hey, you're the quarterback. What's your name?" And he says, "Orgy." I mean, they can't like that. I mean, I'm sorry. But that's his name, and I'm looking at the phonetic pronunciation in the Michigan Media Guide, and you've got it right. So we'll clean up our act here. All right, we'll come back. What we're streaming, what we're screaming about here in the world of sports. Great job out of Daniel Ogden. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back here on Sports Weekend, Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Who done it? Who stole my baby? Who done it? Tell Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, we are talking the world of sport. Hey, listen, there is a bevy of preseason football, NFL over the weekend, so, you know, you're going to do that. But the baseball's good. I mean, you got Red Sox, Orioles, Yankees, Detroit. You keep an eye on that. And just listen, we're getting down to that time where the calendar here in 2 weeks flips to September. It's going to be great. Here's where I'll go with baseball. There's sleepers out there, and we talked about this yesterday with Omar Vizquel during the week. San Diego's live, folks. That team is live. Machado and company, they can hit the cover off the baseball. And they've got Dylan Cease, who is going to, in my opinion, he's the ace and he's the stopper. The Padres are not going to have a long losing streak. They won't, because they've got a guy in Cease who comes out and has a cease and desist and ceases to yield. He's tough. He keeps him in every single game. Can he have a bad outing? Yes. I tell you, I'll poke a few holes in the Dodgers. The Dodgers starting pitching staff isn't that great. Let me tell you something. They got some issues. Kershaw, listen, I'm not going to go use the washed up slogan, but he's close. I don't know how much tread he's got left. I really don't. Bueller is coming back. He doesn't look great. They could have fortified their starting pitching staff. So it's going to be very interesting to watch. So we shall see. But in the American League, I got two sleepers. And my sleepers are as follows. They're San Diego and Houston. So buyer beware. All right, Daniel Ogden, great job out of you. We look forward to the weekend here. Thank you for being with us. I'm Marty Terrell, presented by InnovativeWellness.center. For the whole crew, enjoy your weekend. Get ready for soccer as well here on the Weekend Edition here on Sports Byline. Adios.